The Christ child is born in each family. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. The Christ child is born in each family. Every time we have a birth in our family, we have the Christ child born there. Now, we like to think that the birth in our family is a child, is some infant that has chosen to live in our family, to be part of our family network. But it is more than that. Every time we become as a little child, we have returned to our awareness of the Christ child in each of us. Every time we have become as a little child, we are ready to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We're ready to enter into all good. So here we are, 10 years old, 50 years old, 100 years old. It makes no difference. It makes no difference when we have that awakening that we are the Christ child. When we have that awakening that in us is so beautiful, so glorious, so wonderful, an expression of the infinite, unconditional love. For truly, what is the Christ child? The Christ child is unconditional love. The Christ child loves itself, absolutely, loves everything in its world, absolutely, judges nothing, judges not, lest it be judged by whatever judgment it makes, but it judges not. Just what is the Christ child, and how does the Christ child function in your life and in my life? How does the Christ child get along in our world? How does the Christ child come to be in the first place, in your world and in my world? How does the Christ child come to be? That's a good question. All the world is built upon thought. All the world is built upon ideas. All the world is built upon ideals. All the world is built upon that which is the highest and best, that which is the most glorious, that which is the most beautiful, that which is the most wonderful. A lot of times we think that when a child is born into our family, that child is the Christ child. And this is a good thought to think. And we like to say, it'd be nice to have children. It'd be nice to have a family. It'd be nice to have someone to love. Well, don't jump into the into the game too quickly unless you're ready to play the game. Don't jump into the game of having children too quickly unless you're ready to play the game of being a child. For to raise children, you have to be childlike. You have to understand what a child is. A child already knows everything. And a child looks at its parents as an example of how they're to be, of how they're to live what they know in their heart. Now, if love is not a predominant thing in the hearts of your parents, then love will not be a predominant thing in the heart of the child outwardly expressed. It's there. It's there beautifully, wonderfully. It's there perfectly, but it will not be expressed outwardly. So you see, it's up to each of us. What kind of a parent are we going to be? Are we going to be a loving parent? A parent that looks deep within our own heart? Are we going to be the parent who recognizes that we are the Christ child? That we are the Christ child that is in our family? Oh yes, our spouse is a Christ child too. Our children are the Christ child too. Our grandparents, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our relatives, are all the Christ child. But do they know it? And do they care? Do they know it, and do they want to be the Christ child? Do they want to express the highest and best that they're able to express? I took a friend to visit the doctor the other day, and the doctor said, the way to live happy and well is to get your mind busy. Learn crossword puzzles, learn how to do jigsaw puzzles, learn how to do things that challenge your mind. Be able to say no when people say things to you that are not harmonious with you. If people say, would you like another piece of cake? You say, no thank you. No thank you. You don't say why. You don't have to. No thank you. Would you like another glass of wine, or would you like a glass of wine in the first place? Would you like a schnapps? Would you like some liquor? And you say, no, thank you. Would you like to have some marijuana? Would you like to have some dope? Would you like to have some drugs? No, thank you. The least drugs I put in my beautiful body, the better I like it. Yeah, that's true. Would you like to have another sandwich? Would you like to have some more to eat? I'm fine. I'm just fine. No, thank you. And the doctor was saying this to this person, and the person was looking up and saying, yes, 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 understanding fully what the doctor had said. But do we have a doctor that speaks to us? And the answer is yes. How may I call it? The Christ child. The Christ child is the doctor in each one of us. The Christ child is that in each one of us that knows our highest and best. The Christ child doesn't have to say yes or no. The Christ child creates things coming into its world by its thought, by its way of living, that is harmonious to it. In every home is a Christ child. One of our family members is outstanding, is very special. Not absolutely without fault, not absolutely without growing experiences, but they're the lover. They're the Christ child. They're the unconditionally loving being in our family. And sometimes we don't even appreciate it. Just stop and think, do you think that the parents of Jesus really appreciated who he was? Do you think Jesus really appreciated who he was? And to that we have to answer, yes, he was. Yes, he was. And he sometimes had to say no, because he was so wonderful, and he did such wonderful things just as a common, normal attitude, that people expected him to do them those things for them. And he said, it is done unto you according to your belief. So it is, the Christ child in each of us tells us that we must live according to our highest and our best. We must live according to what our dream is, what we are. Yes, the Christ child is born in every family. It does not necessarily awaken. It's born in each one of us. Each one of us are the Christ child. But have we awakened to the fact that we are the Christ child? Do we stand up and take responsibility for what we are doing? We can, and we will. We can if we choose, but the choice must be totally ours, not something someone voices upon from the outside, but something that we bring up from the inside of ourselves, which says, all is good and very good. When we look at who we are, the divine being we are, the creature that we are, this substance out of which our bodies are made, the very organs, actions, and functions of our body, which are miraculous, to say the least. Magical, wonderful. They are the house of the divine. They're the house of the divine child. Eternally divine child, eternally child. And we have misused them sometimes, but that's okay. We can stop misusing it. And we can return to our original purity and integrity. And we can have again our original purity and integrity, which is the household of the divine within us. And the Christ child blossoms in our original purity and integrity. The Christ child zooms forth into all purity and wonder in our original purity and integrity. Oh, it's true, in some families they have a child that comes to live with them for a few moments, maybe the full month, 9 months that the child is born, but then the child takes off. Now, does a child have a right to do this? It's supposed to stay. It's supposed to stay its tenure in the family. Well, who's to say when it has finished what it has come to do? Who's to say that it chose this glorious, beautiful family to be in for so short a time, but just to sort of tweak us into the awareness of the fact that each of us is the Christ child, and that it was the Christ child, and that it shone itself forth in our life as something beautiful and noble and good. And it came to visit us because we are a treasure unto it. We are a treasure unto the Christ in all. We are a treasure unto all that is good and beautiful. So we give thanks, we who are the parents, we who are the adults, we who are the brothers and sisters, the family, for every member of our family. And we do our utmost to see the Christ in each person in our family. Because, and I should never have to say because as we see the Christ child in each member of our family, we are seeing our own reflection. What a magnificent concept. We are seeing our own reflection in every single person that is in our eyesight. How glorious that is. We can return to our original purity and integrity, and as we do that, then we have polished up the lens of our eyes, we have polished up the awareness of our heart, we have polished up the realization of who and what we are. We are divine, and all in our world is divine. So it's no surprise to any of us that the Christ child is in our family. And it's no surprise to any of us that we indeed are the Christ child. Unaware, perhaps, but we are the Christ child. And as we turn our attention, full bore, full attention, full enthusiasm to who and what we are, we find that we truly are divine. We don't fight other people for what their understanding of truth is. We don't argue with other people as to what Christ means in their life. We don't expect anything in this world except whatever is in our Christ heart. And as we look upon the world from our Christ heartness, we see all is good and very good. We see all conflict gone. We see all conflict gone. If it's gone, how can we see it? That's right. We see all peace. We see all joy. We see all harmony. We see all right action. We see all truth. And as we see this, so it is for us. Yes? It's no more difficult than that. No more complexer, but just as compelling as that. And are you ready to wake up and smell the roses? Are you ready to wake up and claim your original purity and integrity? Are you willing? You can. You can. It's not lost. It's not something that you have to grow into. The moment you or I recognize that I am divine, I am my original purity and integrity, I act at all times from whatever I conceive my original purity and integrity to be. Wow. We are so into where we are. We're so into who we are. We're so into what we are. Life is great. Life is beautiful. Life is fantastic. Yes, the Christ child is in every home. The Christ child is the warmth of that home. And are you going to recognize that you're the Christ child? Are you going to recognize your brothers and sisters are the Christ child, your mother and father? Are you going to recognize all of your children as parents are ideal, are the Christ children now, awaiting for your guidance and your direction as their parents to show them the way, to be a way shower for them? Are you ready? If you're ready, the gift, the present, the opportunity stands open before you for you to claim it, name it, and enjoy it now. Yes, the Christ child is born in every home, and the Christ child is you. Wake up and say, it is so, and enjoy the love, the unconditional love of your Christ self now. I love you. I love you. I love you.